bring you into that place where he says you are clean. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we read, study. And that word study means be diligent. Make a determination to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly discerning the word of truth. Do you have that kind of discernment? The word of God tells us that that discernment comes through the Holy Spirit as we yield ourselves to him and we make a determination to be clean and to walk in cleanness. It's not just going to happen. And do you know what happens when we do not live in there? We find ourselves continually involved in those three areas and having to continually go back and experience the initial forgiveness and cleansing that comes from the blood of Jesus Christ. This is the preventative. The blood of Jesus Christ is the curative. For when we do sin, and there's a little phrase that goes like this, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book, one way or the other. And that's the truth of it. God's desire for you is to be clean. What's your desire? That's the question you need to ask first. What's your desire? Secondly, you need to ask yourself, what are you doing about it? What's your determination? The provision is here. The provision is here. Is the determination here? My desire for each and every one of you and for myself is that we might be brought into the place where we are clean from the world because of the blood. The blood brings you to the book. The book helps you to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. Father God, as we bow before you this morning, we are ever mindful of our shortcomings and of our need of cleansing. But Father, I pray that you would help each of us make a determination to be people of the book, that we might become absorbed with it, and that our lives might become clean for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.